Can I escape without any frequencies, or do I have to have frequencies?
You are frequency. So if you get without frequency, without tonality, you are no.
And magnetic, you talked about that the tool for the tuning fork to go into the circle of the magnetized component would resonate, the tuning fork to be magnetic to resonate through the body. Is that correct?
No, the body resonates to it.
The body strikes the tuning fork, so it resonates.
No, no, no. That's not what we said at all. No, 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 no.
The body creates a magnetic field.
Oh, Lord, suffering cat, shoot him quickly in the head. Blow his face off right now. What in the hell are you talking about? Good Lord, suffering cat. Bob, push him off the ledge. He's one slap away. Get him, get him, get him.
Recover, Mark. Recover quickly.
Ion, Lord, the went into the field of the magnetic.
But that doesn't have anything to do with your polar activity.
But you never said that. You made it sound like it was important to us.
Oh, it can be, but not from the reasons that you're laying out. You're saying the sky is blue, and that's why it's going to fall on you. We go, okay, but no, that's not what that's about at all.
So what is the point?
Mark, let me give you some of the words that Ion said, and let's go into this. Ion said, take a tuning fork and an electromagnet or a strong magnet, and attach a tuning fork inside and strike it. That will be the answer to what you are looking for. The electromagnetic field disseminates information, and the tuning fork, brackets lipid, and the electromagnet, bracket your super sugar, and you get a new wave because that polarity is disseminated in the striking of a tuning fork.
So how many frequencies do we have on a tuning fork?
8440?
6.53641. That sub hertz. 6 hertz?
Hertz.
Well, we can't even hear that.
Exactly.
Oh, duh. Duh.
What does that hertz do to our body? Is it a receptor cell? Do we have a receptor in our brain that uptakes non-physical?
The lateral quadruple source. Four poles, quadruple. You might say it is a quadrupole, but it's quadruple.
So we do have a receptacle for a receptor in our brain for non-physical?
Okay, fine. See, there you go. You'll say one word, then you'll say another word. We're so uber literal that you just got robbed by the Uber driver. You gave them your address. Receptacle and a well, no, we can't. See, that's the thing, because now you're off in a little swirl. We like Yorkshire pudding, okay? So now you're going to have to listen to Yorkshire pudding now because you've made this thing about a receptor in the mind. Yorkshire pudding and or patachou are parallel because they are an egg-based dough or bread, okay? But the egg is not Yorkshire pudding, nor is the flour Yorkshire pudding, nor is the eclair or the patachou dough those things, but it's a corporal position that includes all those things, okay? So if you're talking about how non-physical applies, is there a plug-in your brain for non-physical, we'd say we hope not. But maybe if you map it that way, there's potential that's maybe possible for you. But however sad, you got to be to the point. So back it up, reverse it, ask it one more time.
Well, I do like patachou. I've done videos on patachou.
How very clever of us to bring up something that you might accidentally know something about. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, but there's a disconnect between the creation of patachou and the making of Patashu, you're saying that we
stir it, cook it. That's the way you make a shoe.
I know that. What if I gave up, Ion, and I said, fuck it, I'm done, and I'm just like, you know what, I know everything I need to know, and I'm finished, and I don't have to do anything else, and I'm done. I'm happy. I don't sound like I'm happy, but I'm happy. I'm done.
Good. We say two tears in a bucket, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know you would. I could make a song out of that, but, you know, sometimes you are so unbelievably unhelpful.
I want to know more about ISIL.
All right, sugar love, let her rip, tater chip.
Thank you, Ion.
Yes. Can you define the ISIL?
Certainly we can.
Define it, please.
Not that easy.
I asked Bob to define it, and he said he doesn't really know what it is. So I want to know more about it.
It's warm cheese blintzes. That's what it is.
So it's the egg yolk. It's all around the egg yolk. Now you blend it, mix it.
What's in the egg yolk?
So, Ion, is the effect and the cause together plus something?
Bob, you can stop the show. You always do. It's not a problem. But you better go get Dr. Carolyn Dean and ask her what's in the egg yolk. That must be the pertinent point of the moment, okay?
Help them.
Okay, so the eye cell. Define the eye cell.
No. He says it's in the egg yolk. And we say, okay, you better go get Dr. Dean really quickly and decide what is in egg yolk that would even be part of this conversation.
Protein and lipids.
Lipids? So, did someone say lipids? Would there be any amino acids in a lipid panel, eh?
Well, the protein is amino acids. So, yeah, it keeps coming back to lipids and amino acids. But, you know, it's like Bob keeps saying, oh, it's in my chart, and everything is in the chart. But if you say lipids and protein, that's mostly everything, because everything's made of lipids and protein and a little bit of carbohydrates. Then there are the specific amino acids, which we've defined, which are the lysine, and we're using taurine and methionine, so they're important. And then there's the importance of the lipids because they make the membrane communication work. So we've been through that. So I guess the question is...
Lipoprotein profiles include levels, the LDL, HDL, and how they apply. That's a misnomer or the wrong side of the amino acid race. What you have to have is some way to decomplexify why a triglyceride has little or no effect on an HDL of less than, say, 2.6. Now, you bring this all back to circle. We're making a very hard, complicated thing or something. It's a very, very easy, simple question. All that's been brought forth is in a description of an eye cell, something to do with Patashu, something to do with an egg, something to have to do with those positions have to be set. You've rung the bell. Now, where's the hammer?
And what's interesting is that triglycerides, even though they're supposed to be fats and HDL, cholesterol, that's a fat. Yes, the reaction in the biochemistry of the body is way different in dealing with the triglycerides and the cholesterol.
In an ester-derived glycerol, you've got to be able to divide the fat. We like fat. Y'all don't like fat. We like fat. That's the only way that affects it.
You have to divide the fat? Did you say divide it?
Well, it's derived, not derived.
Oh, yes.
It's derived.
Right.
And y'all don't like fat. We like fat. That's the difference, remember?
Derive the fat. Yeah, well, a glycerol is an alcohol, so, okay.
We're in the ester of it, and that's why that starts affecting your pHs, and that's why it becomes huge, okay?
And there's methylated esters, too. I'm sure that
there are.
And why I'm saying methyl people, you humans, is that the realine has methylated bees in it.
Okay, Carolyn, now, take the fact that I am defined, the ICL one says, the people who are not. And now we were talking the other day how our cellular structure is the essence of people, of humans. So if you're talking cellular, are you talking about the people who are not, or are you going to include the human form as we know it? That's the next level of interplay.
We don't mind the human form. We just don't like the little man's version of it. One where
right.
the parts of you fall off, one where the skin can't hold to the dermis, one that ages and withers away and has things that break and has things that can't sustain and gets fat and morbidly obese and can't walk and is not tactile and loses all of its visceral capacity. The one that's so overlaced and ridden with neuropathy that it doesn't feel anything. The one that has to pine and ask the question, well, should I hang on for one more day? We say, no, don't do it. Don't hang on. When you're at the end of your rope, do not hang on. Turn loose.
Ion.
Do not hang on. You're 6 inches
Ion.
Off the ground. Let go.
Ion, you like In a Garden. In a Garden deals with fat. And I've done some of her recipes, and they are truly magnificent.
You're talking to Ina Garden? Yeah, we love her. She's wonderful. She ain't as good as the Deans now. She's not as good as Paula Dean. Don't confuse it. Don't confuse it now.
On a minestrone, she is. Her minestrone is heaven.
Yes. The only thing I got wrong with Ina Garden is she thinks that cilantro tastes like soap. So she's not a fan of cilantro. So it's very challenging to make a good empanada or something that's delicious without a good use of cilantro. But she uses all kinds of other things trying to make space for it. But nothing replaces that good visceral flavor or ambiance that the cilantro adds to a dish. But she doesn't like it. She thinks it's like soap.
Some people, it's like a genetic thing where they, instead of tasting the wonderfulness of cilantro, they taste soap. That's interesting in a chef to have that bias.
Yes, I see it in my lighting. I have three different lights. I have 2,700 Kelvin, I've got 3,000 Kelvin, and I've got daylight, which is 5,000 Kelvin, which is the blue light. I have customers come in that see the blue light as white. So most people do not see, they hate the blue light. But there are some people that need to see the blue light to see it as white. Why do some people see 5,000 Kelvin as 3,000 Kelvin?
Because of the dwarf star.
Because of the dwarf star.
Star. Those that have seen it only see it as white. Those that have not see it as blue. That's every single time without fail or exception. By the way, Bob likes those definitive ones. He likes those.
He likes 5K?
No.
What are you talking about? What do I like?
A definitive answer of why some people see blue and some people see white. If they have been exposed to the dwarf star, they see white. If they have not been exposed to the dwarf star, then they see blue.
Where do they see blue?
Oh, we didn't ask all that.
In the star, Carol, you see the blue?
No, when they go into Mark's place, you have to fly all the way to Mark's place and look at his light and see what color you see.
Okay, well, fuck this digression there. It may not be relevant, Mark. It may be relevant. I want to get back to this people fucking shit. We're into the eye cell. Maybe the dwarf star has something to do with the eye cell. Does the dwarf star have something to do with the eye cell in defining it, Ion?
Yeah. No.
It can.
See, Karen, wrong. Yeah, wrong, wrong, wrong.
Everything can affect everything. But here's what a fatty acid ester is, if we want to pull back to what we're talking about. Fatty acid esters are a type of ester that results from the combination of fatty acid with an alcohol. When the alcohol component is a glycerol, the fatty acid esters produced can be mono, di, and triglyceride. So there's all the words that you said. Is there more that would be good to know about this, Ion?
Yeah, we think it's fun that they now have a disease book out of it.
A disease out of it?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, anything that comes along, they'll find someone who's so less than that they can't produce this and call it genetic and give them an award for being one of the rarities. It's standard practice now in medicine.
Yeah. It's like when you have an inclusion cells. When the lysosomal proteins are incorrectly targeted.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
No jutting neck, girl.
Yes, thanks, Bob. So the eye cells, Bob is asking something about...
To bring in the people who are not. Is the people are cellular? So if we're talking cellular level, that's people. So what are the cellular parts that are not, that is in the eye cell?
The ones that do not include liposomal proteins.
What's that mean, Karen? What would that mean? It doesn't include something that's a minor part of the body?
Yeah, liposomal protein. So we look that up. We do our homework, Bob. This is a step-by-step process. It's very easy.
Jetting.
Liposomal delivery of proteins and peptides. Okay, so yeah, the liposomes are the carriers of proteins.
Axon initial segment.
Right, so there'll be people who have a genetic inability to have the carrier fats to carry the protein.
You can.
And they're not part of the eye cell, because he's saying they're not included in the eye cell part that is not,
something
like that.
Yeah, if we go with what Ion's been saying all along, if you're not good with your fats, you're not going to be able to work with your RNA drops.
What is your knowledge about getting good with your fats? How do you say you do it?
You eat good saturated fats. And enjoy it, yeah.
What foods are those? Ice cream?
Clove, bile, disto, sac, canin, move. Gallbladder.
The gallbladder helps to break down fats. Right, Ion?
It's a peptide hormone.
But what foods replenish that? Magnesium, Carol?
Well, every hormone or enzyme is affected by magnesium, so you could give that as a blanket statement.
And pancreas, don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
What's mainstream medicine say if you're deficient in your fat activity? What would they say to do?
Avocados.
No, they wouldn't even know what to say.
Okay, just their normal.
They would just say, oh, fat's bad for you. Don't eat any of it and die.
Yes. If your fats are screwed up.
Yeah.
Whereas I would say to enhance
CCK58, CCK33, CCK22, and CCK58. Makes it a helix configuration.
Wow.
Their cholecystokinin enzyme, well, they're hormones, actually, but we thought of them as enzymes for a long time, and they help stimulate the secretion of pancreatic digestive enzymes. So,
now we're getting somewheres.
No.
I've broken my enzymes.
So the cholecystokinin hormones that help the pancreatic enzymes, are they enhanced by the eye cell?
Yes, in the A receptor.
But what is it in the eye cell that enhances that, Karen, because we're trying to find the constituents of the eye cell?
The B receptor affects brain, or where you plug in non-physical into the brain.
See?
As a gastrointestinal hormone.
Quiet, Mark. The doctor's in the house.
Say that again. The B receptor affects the brain and plugs in what?
Like the receptor of what? Non-physical, where non-physical plugs in as a receptor to the brain, which we about blew our fucking brains out over when he said it, because it was about as wrong as it could possibly be spoken. But we've taken the literal aspect and wrapped it into the gastrointestinal hormone that is involved with stimulating gastric acid release and increasing the growth of gastric mucosa.
Now, the relief of gastric mucosa or the release?
Release.
I don't know about releasing gastric mucosa. That's just a membrane.
Well, that's why it attaches to the hypothalamus.
Well, we know there's the definite major feedback between the brain and the gut. Now, you're giving us a different level compared to how we started out with Mark and the tuning fork, where we were talking about the RNA and the tuning fork, the chromosome 14 going to the DNA. You're telling us now where it is activating, correct?
Applies, yes.
Us where it is applied.
Now, what frequency?
It doesn't matter. Mark, how would that even matter?
Because tuning forks have different frequencies.
G-flat.
G-flat?
Well, you
G-flat.
Asked him. He told you, and now you're going to say.
Yeah, that doesn't fit your map, Mark. It doesn't go well in Colorado.
Like Frank Zappa, dude.
Yes, Frank is lurking.
It's all about that damn Gale. That's what it's about, that damn Gale. That's what it is. You better go on. You better go on with that damn Gale. That's what it is. Mary McLuhan's in there, too.
Let me out of here.
Can somebody let me out of here?
Once you said non-physical is an element, is there any relationship between that element and the ISO?
Yes.
Which element?
Bob. No, Bob. Bob, are we ready? We have the answer to this. Are you ready?
We don't know the question. Yeah, what did you say, Roxanne, between the isol and what element?
The element that Ion said is non-physical.
What's the relationship of that to what?
The element that Ion says is non-physical and the isol. How... this element relates.
How are they close?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have the question now, Bob?
Yes, we have the question. Thank you. Please don't give us a song as
okay.
an answer.
You have to. You have to. That's what's queued up. You did it all the way early today. Hit it. Hit the one from today.
I'm sorry, Roxanne. We're just going to put up with this. We'll get through this, and then we'll get back on track.
No, it's
here.
The answer. That's the answer.
The ring of fire, the Orphic Baroque spirals of my chart. Yes, I can dig that.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring.
Yeehaw!
All right, yes, Ian. Hee-haw?
No, we're giving you the chords. We're giving you the chords.
Okay. Translate that, Roxy. Translate the chords for us.
G, C, G, C, G, C, G, C, G. Those are the guitar chords for Ring of Fire.
Okay, Ian, let's get back to Roxana's question. You said a receptor is enhanced by the eye cell, and you either said it was a A receptor or a B receptor, but then you said the B receptor affects the brain and plugs in like the receptor of the non-physical plugging into the brain. Is the B receptor the receptor of non-physical?
Yes, as long as you apply it with a hypothalamus. If you do it without a hypothalamus, it becomes in the ethers.
Well, you would have to apply with a hypothalamus. If you've got a living person, they would have a hypothalamus, correct?
Well, you never seem to cease to amaze us, so we always leave room.
I know. So then the hypothalamus is 99.9999% always there. So with the hypothalamus in place, the eye cell will affect the B receptor, which turns out to be the receptor of non-physical. So in what we already know about the eye cell and RNA drops affecting the RNA and the chromosome 14 and the DNA, where along that pathway does this B receptor in the brain come into play?
The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. It's where the love attaches to the heart, attaches to the brain, vis-a-vis the second dorsal into the hypothalamus.
The floating heart, right, Carol?
Yeah, T2. Yeah, the floating heart.
Because so love is a burning thing. Love is the it that refers to that. Is a fiery thing. Fire burns away the dross. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. No, we are not being too clever by half, but if someone were to really do a bit of exegesis on our words right here, they would note the cross, since it's your Eastertide, and oh, we have fresh blood for the Passover. We're so happy. They're just killing people everywhere if we're going to have good blood on the doorpost. Second night of Passovers.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing then, a fire will burn very prolifically with fat. So we
certainly
throw the fat on the fat on the fire, and I don't know if
burns, burns, burns the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Is there any relationship between the heavenly bodies phenomena, like the blood moon today, with our reality and this ring of fire? Is that affecting that?
Yeah, especially Merle Kilgore's version.
Merle Kilgore is an American singer, songwriter, and manager.
What did Roxy just ask about?
How did the heavenly bodies affect this ring of fire, like the blood moon today?
Oh, yeah.
And what Ion said, he brought up another country and Western singer who probably sang Ring of Fire.
He wrote
correct,
it
Ion?
With June Carter and Mama Carter, Maybelle. Uh-huh. Remember? We
yeah.
love her. She's so wonderful. She's so wonderful.
See,
this is wonderful. The singing Carters. Yes, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. You should get some of that music up. It'll go right up there with that doo-dah music. You play a lot of, Bob.
Doo-dah.
You know, I think it's very interesting that we used to think that high culture is what we have to...
Easy.
And then all these songs seems to be so transcendent.
Well, they apply. It's amazing, isn't it?
Roxy, what were you saying when we got the beep? Is the something connects to something? It got drowned out. What's the point you just made?
That we usually think only high culture, like classical music, is transcendent. But then now we see all these songs have all these layers of meanings, like in the Bible.
So what is that? Is that the creative, just the creative impulse, the creative something, Ion? Or what is it that makes something make the great and you reject something, Ion, in music, in creativity? The frequency?
Well, we don't really go against anything. We don't go against anything.
Yeah, but you express preferences.
Oh, of course. Like Mother Maybelle Carter and the Wildwood Flower, that would trump most everything, Bob.
Based
okay.
on what?
Okay, so let's go back. Ion seemed to express a desire to go through the lyrics here. So the taste of love is sweet. There's our taste buds. That's the individual taste of RNA drops is obvious. Everybody has a different taste. Right, Ion?
Do.
So that expresses our individuality immediately that we taste the RNA drops. And then we fell for you like a child. You've always said that children come out of the womb cable-ready, but we aren't going to have any children anymore. The womb is closing. Comment on that one, please.
Well, just that love is a burning thing.
Okay, so love needs
and it
that
makes a fiery ring. Bound
right.
by wild desire. The binding is significant.
The binding, you talk about covalent bonding and the importance of that and also the bond.
Ionic bonding.
And when you fell into the burning fire, it went down, 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 and it burns, mm-hmm. burns, the ring of fire. Be very careful now. If you did the exegesis as we laid out, you'd start noticing, what else has to do with a ring?
Is this burning, the burning of the belly? Does that apply?
Can be.
In the belly?
It would, but it's not. This isn't like the Kitty Carlisle, What's My Line. We're trying to get you to the rings and arms.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
When the flames go higher.
No, the chromosome 14 rings.
Yeah, rings and arms of chromosome 14. Okay.
And they burn. But now, the taste of love is also sweet, though.
Super sugar?
Very sweet, yes.
Is there any relationship between opening the force field and activating this chemistry?
We would say there is no difference. We'd say that is part of it. But we can't even get you to listen to the new Vestal Goodman music, so we don't know how we'd ever get to high-minded things like you're talking about, darling.
So, like Roxy's saying, would the fire be opening up the force field? Is that the impetus?
It certainly could.
But some people get scared of the fire and they run away from it.
Good. And they run out of the frying pan into the fire. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I wanted to bring something up. I don't know how relevant it is, but a case of nostalgia for a second. Remember the show, The Bionic Woman?
Yes.
Did you know that this was based on a novel known as Cyborg?
Lindsay Wagner.
Thank you, Ion. Now, think about the time frame. Zappa included Cyborg into Joe's garage. He goes, give me that Cyborg, give me that, give me. Anyway, basically, just getting the autonomous machine.
There's about 7 years difference. I think the Bionic Woman's the early 70s, and 79 is Cyborg.
Bionic Woman would probably be roughly 73, 74 till about 76,
yep.
77. I just thought that was pretty ingenious how he tied it in there.
Right, and he could have been thinking that a few years before he put out the song in 79. So, yeah, I'll give you that. You know, the Bionic Woman is 76 to 78, so that is the time of Cyborg. He was writing that in 79, so that's pretty good.
I haven't seen it probably since it came out. I asked the Wagner and John Lovitz one day in a job I had in Brentwood around the O.J. trials. Lindsay Wagner and John Lovitz come in to order their little yuppie smoothie drinks and thinking they're getting all healthy and whatnot. I said, excuse me, aren't you guys actors? John Lovitz goes, no, he's the actor referring to Lindsay, and he goes, and she goes, she's the actor referring to him. So it was kind of a bizarre twist.
It's nice. They got a sense of humor. Or they're true, or it's real. You know, they're switcheroos. What do you call those things? Transgendered people?
Yeah.
Transgender.
Now, that's a big thing. Now, what about the guy in Indiana?
A bionic podcast is what we'd call it, Bob.
So Carolyn wants to say something. Just a minute, Corbin.
Yeah, I think there's just a couple lines left in Ring of Fire to do that before we go off on a tangent.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
I know.
Thank you for your contribution, Corbin.
I'll help you out anytime, Ion. Yeah. I know. I feel your pain.
Thank you.
The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. So I'm thinking of Payday and all our radio shows and Ionette's getting together. Is it the togetherness of people who...
Never.
Never.
It's where the aorta, it connects into the heart sac.
Okay, so the sac is separate from the heart.
The pericardium encases the heart. But where it attaches or where the aorta goes through it, that's where that connects.
Now, those lines don't really evoke that for me.
We understand, and that's why this isn't about that. This is about the dross.
Oh, burning off the dross.
Do.
Right.
And the separation of church and state.
Okay.
And the non-iron contradial that we said is not going to happen that they say did.
Ion contra?
Non-Iran contra. Non-Iran.
He says non-Ion contra deal.
Yeah, not Iran contra, the other
one. Yeah. The one that says that Iraqis and Iranis can't make nuclear weapons.
False premise?
Dude.
And what does that mean to be a false premise?
By the right, or look it up.
We are talking about countries that are thousands of years old in a new paradigm.
Thousands of years old. You're actually trying to tell us that there's a construct called time? Beautiful. Good luck with that one.
Beautiful.
Okay, so a false premise is an incorrect proposition that forms the basis of an argument or syllogism. Since the premise is not correct, the conclusion drawn may be in error.
Beautiful, just beautiful.
What'd you screw up with there, Carolyn?
I think she did it beautifully.
Oh, okay. Sound like a mocking laughter or a disappointed, disenchanted laughter.
No, we just had a little gizgasm. Don't worry about that.
I and his gizgasm at 4:04.
Okay, what do we do next, guys? Do we know exactly now where the ISO comes from and how it's working in the
body? Yeah, Bob's got that. He's got it ready, Bob.
I got that.
Ready to do it now. Highway to hell. Let it go.
Where is that? Where did that
It's
go?
Right behind the hat.
Right, there it is.
Listen to the words.
To the population's obesity, storing fat instead of using it?
Well, what I look at is the rings of fire, previous song, the rings of hell, and how they're both related. If you don't get into the game with RNA drops, then you're doomed. You'll reach the promised land of hell that you're promising yourself instead of staying here in paradise.
Is that always the punchline of all this science, Ion?
Well, let's see how it says. Living easy, loving free, season ticket on a one-way ride. asking nothing, leave me be, taking everything in my stride. Don't need a reason, don't need rhyme. Ain't nothing that I'd rather do, going down, party time. No stop signs, speed limit, nobody's gonna slow me down. Like a wheel, gonna spin it, nobody's gonna mess me around. Hey, Satan, paying my dues, playing in a rockin' band. Hey, mama, look at me, I'm on the way to the promised land. I'm on the highway to hell, highway to hell.
Is that relate to Thomas, who's, I think, driving down the Autobahn right now? And he says, welcome to the new Illuminati. New fucking Illuminati.
Well, there's some aluminium involved, but not the birch bitches. We don't have anything to do with them.
Right. The birches. So
John Birch, the John Birch Society.
Right. What would happen if every INET went 100% fluid? For that, I mean totally drossless.
They'd be juicy. That's what they'd be. They'd be juicy.
Anybody else got a question?
Well, I'm just going to say what I'm getting out of this. Living easy, loving free is like relaxing and allowing. Just going with it.
Yum. Yum.
Yeah. And,
yum.
And I don't. And I don't need a reason, and I don't need rhyme. I know everyone is so interested in finding out the intricacies of the inner workings of how it all works. I'm just freaking happy I'm here, and I'm on the ride, and I'm relaxing and enjoying it. That's what I'm getting from that song.
Ion, now that there is less oxygen, is the combustion in ourselves changing? Is this related to these rings of fire?
It can.
What was your question, Roxy? What was your last question?
Yes, because we have less oxygen, and oxygen works in the combustion in the cells.
Oh, yeah.
I was asking how this affects these rings of fire.
Okay, what do you think of that, Carolyn? The burning of oxygen, the combustion.
Maybe that's why we need more fire, fire, fire to help the burning part if we don't have as much oxygen.
To burn off the dross?
Dross, yeah.
What does the burning? The eye cells?
Well, combustion in the body is always going on.
Yeah, you said we had less oxygen, which isn't burning, so we need something to burn us. So what is burning us? The eye cell?
The fat. There's the fat that burns.
What's making that burn?
The natural combustion in the body. Like heat is created in the body.
So is the diminishing of oxygen not affecting the natural?
Well, the diminishing of oxygen may mean that we need more fire. We need this rings of fire business.
And what provides the rings of fire?
Johnny's song.
Does the eye cell help in any of this? She's being difficult, Roxy.
I'm taking over Ion's role.
Yeah.
Yes, she's going to ask us to listen to a song now. But maybe that is why lipids are so important now, that we have less oxygen and we need this combustion.
So lipids are connected to this oxygen thing, Carolyn?
Yeah, fats like, are what burn. So, yeah, that's what we were saying.
So we need more burning.
Right.
Is that why some of us on the RNA gain weight? Is because we don't have that combustion, we're burning?
I think it must be this extra, 10 pounds that some people have. We need that fat, and we're going to be utilizing it.
Yeah, because you're making new cells, so you may need more than what the magazine say you should look like.
Well, new cells, but like Roxanne is saying, with less oxygen, we need more fuel to burn, and that's the fat.
Yeah, don't look on the fat as a negative thing.
Right.
Add it too.
I'm on this RNA, and I backed off of some of the drops because I feel like that, I've got 8 or 10 pounds on me that I'm just not normal. But no matter what I do, it doesn't go away. So I'm assuming it's the RNA.
It's meant to be there.
Yeah. I'm trying to live with it, to be quite honest.
Yeah, it's pretty hard with the men in your life. They don't like it, do they? Or the women in your life, whatever life you've got. They complain, don't they? You're happy to be overweight because that means you're tuned in to what has to be done.
Yeah, I know. It's different. It's really different.
So if the oxygen is diminishing, do we need more combustion some other way? That was Roxy's question.
No, you don't need more combustion. You need more carbon. But don't worry, you're getting it.
You said more what? I missed the word.
Carbon.
We need more what?
Carbon. But don't worry,
so we don't need combustion, Carol.
Yeah, they'd give you $500,000 for a drink of water in California now, wouldn't they?
Come on, Carol, get in there and say something.
Yeah, because we were wondering, just speculating, if oxygen is lower, we've got this fire happening. Is it because oxygen is lower that we have to push the fire?
No. What we're trying to do is increase the carbon. We don't care about oxygen. We just want more carbon.
And fire will increase the carbon. When you burn stuff, the end result is usually carbon.
Yes, it's an outcome.
You got a question, Brian?
The light. What is the light of the body? Does light come from a double helix? From DNA?
No.
So the light of the body does not come from the 144,000.
No, let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That light.
So in Matthew talks about the light of the body.
Biggin done studying the scriptures. Look at there. Biggin got him one. Look at there in Matthew. Excellent.
So what's the light of the body?
It's the inner fire. Is that the light of the body, the inner fire? For man is a fire burning bright.
Well, we're made up of salt and light. So is the light the inner fire, light of the body, ion?
Certainly would.
Too simple to say it that way?
No, but it would.
So how does that relate, Brian, to what you're getting?
Well, is that the light that Matthew's referring to in Matthew, the light of the body?
Matthew 5:16, yes.
How about I'm referring to in 6, Matthew 6, 20. Uh-oh, it's Matthew 6:22. So what is this light of the body that Matthew's talking about, Ian?
5:16.
Yeah. Okay, so let your light shine. What's this light shine? Is this the light of the body that you're going to let shine? Okay, so let your light so shine. What's that? Is that the light of the body? Because it goes on. I mean, he also says the light of the body is the eye.
Well, that's your 6:22 and 6:23. The light of the body is the eye. They're not talking about the eyeballs. They're talking about the third eye chakra. If therefore the eye be single, one eye, the single chakra, the whole body shall be full of light. That's if you can open your third eye chakra. But you better believe that Mary's boy, King James, would finance a Bible that says that they recognize the third eye chakra, especially a major and minor doulali, Matthew, who German on the mount.
So you're saying the third eye chakra is the light of the body?
It's the eye that they're referring to in your 6:22.
So when you say that we will become salt and light, what's the light in that case? Is that the same light?
If we say yes, then we're saying that the exegesis would include all. And if we say no, then it could never be in transitively imposed. So we say neither. That works.
When we become salt and light, the 144,000 has nothing to do with it.
The sodium part silica dioxide. Is that salty?
I don't know. Is it? Does this chemical that you just named, is that the salt in the light?
Since you're going all that, then you better check with Matthew 8.
The whole chapter?
Yeah. Get down to coming down from the mountain. She'll be riding 6 white slaves when she comes.
Did you say silicon dioxide or sodium dioxide?
We said silica dioxide. Ah, see? That boy is
he started with sodium.
With that one. No. Salt and light. We were talking about salt and light. And we added silica dioxide.
Right. You brought silica in after the sodium.
So is the new sodium silica?
Didn't say.
Yes, you did.
Okay, then what we said is bad.
What I'm asking, and I think Ion said yes, is the salt and light of what we think is sodium or sodium chloride might be being superseded by silica. And silica is quartz.
The most abundant oxide material in the Earth's crust.
It'll be vibrated at 6 Hertz.
And the SiDO2 silicon dioxide is the end chemical structure of the new environment. So, yeah, our salt and light is turning into silica, and it's interesting in our new calcium formula. I wanted to make sure there was silica in there.
We need carbon.
Well, we've got other elements that are important. It's not just all about carbon, Bob.
Okay.
The density is 2.65 cubic meters or grams over cubic meters cubed.
Okay.
Does this relate to the light of the body, Carolyn? Are we still on that topic?
Yes, silica is quartz, and it will reflect light.
It'll make your TT wet, too.
Okay,
it's
so silica is a new light.
What's the TT that would get wet?
That was a disambiguation, Bob.
Disambiguation. TT.
Your sexual...
Your pie?
Your
hair pie?
Organs.
Your hair pie. Yeah. My hair pie, which is wet. Okay.
Your mucous membranes.
Yeah, all right.
I squared.
The sinewy part.
I squared.
Yeah.
Does this salt you're speaking of, this new salt, the sodium, does it have a frequency?
Well, silicon dioxide, it's got a number of relationships, and Ion just said was it the molar mass you talked about, 2.65? I'm looking
at that. No, that's its density. The molar mass is 60.08. Molar mass
right.
is 60.08.
So you can just wiki silicon dioxide. It's not a salt. I don't know the taste of it. Like, that's the crystal licking that Ion's always talked about, because it's just the quartz. It's quartz crystal. So we're
What's
moving
the salt?
To crystal licking.
What's the salt that has no frequency?
The one that was Lot's wife. The one that loses its flavor is the one you cast in the road to fill the roadside ditch.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's the one.
Let me out of here. Let me out of here. That's my favorite phrase in the whole world.
Ion, is the light that is spoken of in John, is that the same light that Matthew was speaking about?
And the light of Zartha.
Zartha. Is that a movie?
Zartha.
Zarathustra.
No.
No? Zartha. Did you get your answer, Brian?
No, I haven't got a clue what he's even talking about.
I think
you
already mentioned that
yet.
It was a game, right?
I asked you what the light was that Matthew was talking about, and then we got the light over here in John.
The light of Dartra is in Men in Black, so it's a reference to that movie. That's all.
Two. How does Zarthra sound to you, Bob? It sounds like Zarthra, or is it more like Zarthra? Which do you think it is?
I just need to hear it again. I'm editing. I'm not just communicating to you guys. I'm listening to other voices, other worlds constantly here, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
hey,
don't you
hey,
groan
Bob.
On me,
hey,
buddy.
Bob. Hey, Bob.
Don't you
hey,
groan
Bob.
On my reality.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. We see
Let me
dead
out of here,
people. We see
what?
Dead people.
I
we
do. I do.
People.
I am. You mentioned the courts of the Rings of Fire. Are those courts
yeah.
in any way relevant, or why did you mention this progression of courts?
We were answering questions, and that was one of the answers to the question.
Ring of Fire?
Yeah.
Whisper, Roxy. He'll listen if you whisper your question.
Yeah. We love it when you whisper.
No, I don't like whispering.
Ring of Fire. Ring of Fire.
That's the secret, Roxy. If you breathe your questions, you're going to get more of a response. I think I figured it out.
That,
we don't breathe anymore. We don't
breathe anymore.
Or any less. Stay there.
We give her the clue, and then she objects to it. Stop the human stubbornness. Just do it.
Ring of Fire.
Nice, that's good.
What is life, Ion? What's your definition of life? In John it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Men, but not little man.
Ring of Fire.
Well, and then God sent John to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light.
Zacharias' son. That's John the Baptist, though. That's a different John.
What's this light they're talking about? The light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
That marker that brings you back to God.
Are you speaking of markers within the DNA?
No, we're talking about your goddamn lampstands.
Ring of Fire?
What the hell's this Ring of Fire business?
Pickles, is that you?
We had really good stuff. It was really good, and I think some new things were said.
What I think it was very interesting is that he said, ISIL is the thing that connects the brain to non-physical.
Did you say the brain?
Yes, all this chemistry.
ISL connects the brain to non-physical.
Yes, all this blah, 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 blah things that were going on. But that was the thing that really...
killed us. What?
The leap of thing and the amino acids and blah, blah. But
yeah.
The thing that stuck in my mind is that ISL connects the brain to non-physical.
Have you ever heard that before, Carol?
Was I dreaming?
No, I think you heard it, but have you ever heard that before, Carol?
No, no.
Did you hear him say tonight?
Yeah, there's some receptor in the brain, but you have to have a working hypothalamus and... He's talking about the one in a billion people whose hypothalamus is messed up, so he's distracted. But, it's a brain receptor that is enhanced. Because I tried to say, is it triggered or whatever? He said the receptor is enhanced by the eye cell, and this receptor affects the brain and plugs in. And it's like the receptor of the non-physical plugging into the brain. But
yes.
Then there was also a whole new area where he was going on about the intestines and the gallbladder and the peptide hormones. And he started to talk about CCK. And I know that it's just a medical term for a cholecystokinin hormone that affects the enzymes of the pancreas. So he's getting really detailed where in the gastrointestinal tract, all this stimulation increases the release of, he said, release of gastric mucosa. And I took offense at that because, you know, what are you doing? Releasing gastric mucosa, that's like releasing tissue. But I didn't go into it and ask him exactly what was being released from the gastric mucosa. But we know about the intestines that serotonin is released from the gastric mucosa, and 90% of the body's serotonin is in the gut. So there's stuff in the gut that then is affecting, you know, the brain. So it's all, it's just to say, I think, that it's all interrelated.
He's always stressed the gut is very important, so he gave more details of how that is.
Yeah, yeah. He talks about the burning in the belly.
Another thing that stuck in my brain is that he said the heart connects to the brain. And he said something about the force field. And then we heard that song.
Yeah, forget the song.
Rings of fire. Play it, play it.
Yeah, but we finally did an exegesis on a song, which Ion seemed to think he loved, where he talks about the fire. One of the lines is the fire went wild. It's where, and he said, it's where the love attaches to the heart and then to the brain via the second dorsal vertebrae, the second thoracic vertebrae. So he had it all down to the nervous system even and the vertebrae. There was a lot there. And I don't know if we tried to clean it up, you know, how difficult it is to nail them down. But it was just, I think, to say that it's all interconnected. And then about the fire, they finally said, well, that's because the drosh, D-R-O-S-S, needs to be burnt off. And then someone asked, what's the drosh? And they said, that's little man. And then there was a whole huge thing, actually, on, I think Brian was bringing it up, about the silicon dioxide and salt and light. And it came to the point where they're saying that silicon dioxide is like the new salt in salt and light. And silicon dioxide is quartz, quartz crystal, and it even got into Bob's hexatic spinning crystal, spinning clothing crystals.
Wow.
Then someone else brought up the, there was something about this, we're developing an exoskeleton, so that our new clothing, spinning clothing crystals, is the silicon dioxide. And, you know, it sounds a bit overwhelming, all that, but all I get from it, and it's the way Ion and I have always talked, is just making all the very fun correspondences that just, to me, it's like synchronicities, and it's just pow, 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 pow. And it doesn't have to mean anything more than it's all connected, and I'll just, you know, it's just like fun. It's not blah, blah, blah at all.
So the point is, we heard a whole bunch of new information. If the integrated thing, Carol Stumble, is the circle, we went to another level of the spiral and went around the circle showing the same interrelatedness, but a whole bunch of new details, a new circle. Right, Carol?
Yeah,
say that.
He also bringing up Patachou, the cream puff pastry.
Yeah.
Now, that thing there has like 5 and 6 eggs in a recipe, and they had been talking about fat and egg and all that. So afterward, I looked up an egg, and an egg is 5 grams of fat, 6 grams of protein, and then the rest, making up a 50-gram egg, is water. And I think our discussion began, we were talking about protein, amino acids, and the lipids, the fats, are the most important things that he talks about. And that's what an egg is. And we're creating this this ITEL egg. He didn't say that, but it even wrapped into this recipe and just the cute little association there.
For me, the patty show is like a metaphor of bread of life. Do you think that's what you're doing?
Yeah, it's a good point because the recipe is just flour and water and egg. We're not putting egg in our bread of life, though, but that's a good point. I'll have to ask about that.
Someone asked Ion last year about what the RNA drops do, and he said it actually improves two sieves in your body.
Improves what?
Two sieves in your body. A sieve.
There are sieves in the body, and there are two of them.
And two of them are improved through the RNA drops. And just hearing about the pancreas, because I believe the pancreas serves like a sieve as well with the spleen, I believe. So that's interesting to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Cal? Well, the pancreas is a sieve?
Well, the spleen is more so, but they're on the same kind of latitude. They lie beside one another. But wasn't there a point, Bob, where Ion said the ICL affects everything?
Yes.
Like your chart, you know, you mentioned, that's in my chart. And it's like you just want to burn it. So ridiculous. It means nothing if it means everything.
No, but it doesn't mean everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to smear Ion's implications or at least get people to see why he brings in TV shows and other media.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it's affecting everything, not just your body or biology. And that's what my chart shows. But my chart has specifics in it, has specific dates and timing. So you don't see the 50 kinds of snow in the chart. You just see snow.
Right, right. Oh, and here's a statement, Bert. Ascended platelets are 1.5 times the specific gravity or density of non-ascended platelets. So that's another sort of concrete aspect of what's happening to our blood.
That came out when I was asking Ion about erections.
Oh, yeah. Did you say it came up?
Yeah, it was erection. Just hearing Carolyn replay her notes, it's like listening to Revelations. I don't remember most of what she's saying.
Yes, that's why I said blah, 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 not because it's blah, 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 but because I don't remember all these words. I just remember the lipids and the amino acids and the hypothalamus.
Yeah.
It's like when you rehear Revelations and you say, shit, I didn't hear that the first time. Well, what Carolyn just played, I can't believe it was all that detail in there, and let alone Carolyn typing it. All sounded new. I'm saying that it was a very good session, symptomatic or in tune with the cataclysmic meaning of this weekend. You know, we had a blood moon session.
Didn't it come? A lot of that started out when Roxanne asked the question if this blood moon weekend and everything going on has some effect on the ICEL or the ICEL crate. What was that, Roxanne? I forget.
Yes, I asked him how the heavenly bodies phenomena affects the ICEL or anything.
Right. What's the relationship of the heavenly bodies today and the ring of fire that we're talking about right now? And then we just, got right into it.
And then the punchline was the old punchline, which we had forgotten, which was the rings on the chromosome 14.
Oh, yeah, he was trying to get us to say that, the rings and the cross and the rings of chromosome 14.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I think on Saturday, here was Saturday during the blood moon. It's the glory day. It's like the resurrection when we celebrate that there is no death. We resurrect.
Oh,
Who does that, Roxy?
Mexico.
Catholics.
Yeah, celebrate.
It's a glory Saturday.
Is that just in Mexico or is that all over Roman Catholicism?
Even the Protestants.
Even the Protestants do it. Glory day.